3B Radio, only vapes with the best. Vice Vapor Lounge on 14th and J in Bentonville, reminding you that smoking is out, vaping is in. Stop smoking. Start vaping. Vice Vapor Lounge. Time for 3B, only on the X.
You ready to learn some new curse words?
I am.
All right.
Iggy. Iggy, bro. What do we have here?
New curse words. New ways to swear at people. They may not even know you're swearing at them.
Then what's the point?
Well, I mean, their tone.
I beg of you, sir, what is the point if you can't understand what I'm saying?
You said can't, right?
Can't.
Yeah, okay. That's because apparently there are terms that have popped up that have been unearthed for over, well, hundreds of years. The 1500s and the 1600s. They dug them up from court documents. And this month, one Todd Gray, which was helping out
with
the discovery.
That's a terrible word, sir. Todd Gray.
Todd Gray is the guy that found the stuff. He's now publishing two books.
That's not a curse word.
He's got two books on the subject.
And I Todd Grayed all over your wife's face,
No,
sir.
That is not. That is not. Todd Gray is not a word. But I have 20 of them, so let's hurry up and get to them.
Okay.
These are the top 20 insults. Let's kind of go quick here.
Use them in a sentence.
Yes. Well, you may be able to use them in a sentence.
Okay.
I will give you the definition and you
give
try.
Give me the definition. I will try for the sentence.
All right. Number one, nippy. Just one of several words using to describe a man's private parts. Other archaic alternatives for the male appendages. So, nippy is a word for that.
Sir, your nippy is too small to even fit through the glory hole from whence it came.
All right, we'll go to the next one. Copper-nosed. This implied someone had incurable sexual transmitted infection. Syphilis, which is seen from a drippy nose. They replaced them with copper noses back in the day when your nose, like, was just falling off.
Sir, I have heard rumors you are quite copper-nosed, and judging from the foul smell of your crotchal region, I'd say they were correct.
Right. That's pretty good. Hollow-mouthed. Back when having a full set of teeth was a sign of health and wealth, claiming someone had a hollow mouth was slanderous.
You hollow-mouthed mother...
Yeah, that's good. I don't know if they dropped the MF. Back in the 1500s, but
you
I get
there.
It. I get it. I wasn't there.
You're was there.
Jade, J-A-D-E. Put simply, this is a woman with loose sexual morals. One poor woman, Jane Hutchin, was branded a base jade that dost lie three night with a tinker.
And you used it in a sentence
already. I already used it. Yes. Yeah, you're right.
You jade piece of trash.
How about coxcomb? Langnow in the 16th and 17th century had plenty of entitled people. A coxcomb was a fool or a fop, a conceited man. You got to wear any.
That is quite some attitude you have there, you coxcomb.
How about a lubber? A forerunner of the village idiot put down a lubber was a clumsy, stupid fool. Probably someone
Brendan
who was
on the basketball court, you are a lubber.
I knew that was coming. Ninnycock? You heard that one before? Ninnycock.
Never in my life.
A general insult referring to a particularly small male organ.
Ah, Brendan.
Now, why do you got to use me in the sentence?
Brendan's 5'1" with a mini.
No, not mini. Ninny.
Oh.
Now I got to blank out all of that stuff.
Ninnycock.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry.
That's not a curse word, but mini one is. Okay, so you can't do that. Just one letter. That's weird.
You didn't pronounce the M so well, or the N, and I heard an M. Right. I apologize for telling you you have a mini.
Stop. I'm doing editing already. And I'll see what time. All right, okay.
Got you.
Gouty-legged. The go-to phrase if you wanted to brand someone as disease-ridden and unattractive. Gouty-legged.
You went on a date with that gouty-legged lady.
That sounds almost like it's... Like good for a second, like you went out with that. Oh, that gouty.
You went gouty legging last night.
Cucumber was a word. The bizarre and equally insulting alternative to calling someone a cuckold, a man who has been cheated on by his wife, a cucumber.
Yes, yes. I made that cucumber watch as I plowed his wife over and over and over.
All right.
Over and over again.
Yes, yes, yes. Platter face. Anyone with an unusually large, round, broad face. Presumably one so expansive it can accommodate a platter of food.
Brandon, I can put a turkey on your platter face.
Let's see, last one. We got here, beetle-browed. The old English term refers to someone who looks sullen and is often scowling, a beetle-browed person.
Brandon, some might say you have a resting beach Arresting bitch face, but I say you are beetle brow.
Oh, that's nice. It seems better. You want to get all of these? By the way, I missed one, which is a jackanapes, is the best meaning for a cheeky monkey. At worst, it meant rude or impudent person. Jackanapes. Mm. We're going to put those up on 3B's Facebook page right now.
Brendan, you pervert, you're over there jackanapes.
No, that is...
3B Radio. Brandon, Bailey on 104.9 The X.